Photos, Kenosha, Wisconsin, still scarred by Black Lives Matter riots, on eve of election. By Joel B. Polag on November 2, 2020. The city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, is still scarred by the riots that erupted in late August. After the police shooting of Jacob Blake Jr. triggered Black Lives Matter protests that turned violent. President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak there Monday evening in the next-to-last rally of his 2020 election campaign. Blake was shot August 23 during an altercation with police responding to a 911 call from a woman whom he was alleged to have assaulted previously. He was shot several times from behind as he reached inside his car. A knife was later recovered from the floorboard. He is paralyzed from the waist down. On August 24, Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden hastened to condemn police and systemic racism, ignoring the violence and looting that took place the night before. There were worse riots that night, and the night that followed, until Biden's political allies urged him to take an explicit stance against violence. He did so, belatedly, in a video on Twitter. But he declined to visit Kenosha, convinced Trump's visit would backfire, until he changed his mind and visited days later. 2 months later, Kenosha still bears the scars of the violence that destroyed much of the city's downtown business district. All of the photos below were taken in the last several days. Trump was the first Republican presidential candidate to win Wisconsin since 1988, and the state is closely contested in 2020. Joel B. Polag is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolag.